Hello, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best online alternative music featuring bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. Nathan, as always, is in the studio with me. Good evening, Nathan.
Hello.
And if you do want to get in touch with me, you can do so. You could send me a tweet at SmileRadio3, go on to Instagram at TheCodfatherDJ, or you can send me an email, TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com. So join me as I play the music that matters and an hour of great music, a little bit of trivia. So Nathan, plug us in and we'll kick off the show with Supersonic Death Monkey. They're making waves on the East Midlands underground stoner scene and emerging as one of the UK's brightest talents. They've played numerous festivals over the last couple of years and shared the stage with the likes of The Wild Arts and Dead Daisies. This is Bearclaw Warlocks. We'll be right back. They're from Nottingham. That was You Want Fox and Bad Girls, making melodic tunes that will stick in your head. Great bass line through the middle of that. I love that. That was quite delightful. And they're actually playing at the Tramline Fringe tomorrow in Sheffield. That's at the RS Bar. So if you're along there, go and have a look. Good start, Nathan. I thought that was a very good start to the show again. You was there bouncing to the stoner one.
You, I like it.
Yeah, supersonic death monkey.
And I like that last one with like little drum beat going on.
Yeah, it was almost like a marching band, yeah, wasn't it? It was nice,
quite good.
Bit of percussion there, yeah. Yeah, you say again, Dr. Haynes, he's the musical maestro himself.
He doesn't do bad.
No, he does. He picks some really, really good stuff for your pleasure. Like I say, quality music comes as standard. Right, we've got Last Seen Alive coming up now. Energetic female-fronted alternative pop-punk band who take their influences from bands such as Paramore, Neck Deep and A Day to Remember. This is Carnival and you're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
You've ever done.
Southampton-based indie quintet there, at Juno and Stop. Frantic guitars, captivating vocals, that were really good. Thoroughly enjoyed that song. And they are actually gigging at the Blue Moon in Cambridge on July the 27th. Good track. Like I say, he's excelled himself again this week. Right, we've got Sister Ray coming up next. Since forming, they've been bringing their punk ethos to sold-out venues up and down the UK. They are passionate about their music and political views, and the likes which have seldom been seen since the days of the Clash. They are bringing back a golden age of indie music, and they're playing the Tramlines Sheffield tonight. So, this is Queen's English.
My ministers will continue to bring the public finances under control so that Britain lives within its means.
Oh, a bit of punk rock there. That was Sonic Reducer, the Dead Boys. They were one of the first punk bands to escalate the levels of violence, nihilism and pure ugliness of punk rock to extreme levels during the 70s CBGB scene. And it was Joey Ramone, frontman of the Ramones, who helped them arrange a tryout at the famous venue. And you can see him at another famous venue, the 100 Club in London, on 9th of August. Right, you enjoy that? You was pogoing a bit there, weren't you, Nath? Yeah. I'm surprised you got any energy after training with me.
Yeah, I'm dying. Bit of pogoing, though.
Yeah, bit of pogoing around the studio there.
We like it.
Old school, that's what we are. Old school. Right, what have we got next?
Kiss Me Killer with Kiss Me Killer.
Yeah, it's quite explicit, this, so, you know, you need parental guidance.
Right, I'm going to go.
Go and get a letter from your mum. They're a Bristol-based five-piece punk band. They're attracting varied and committed following. Since their arrival back in 2016, their self-recorded, self-produced EP Beware is available on CD from kissmekiller.com. The Codfather, playing the music that matters.
Kiss me, 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 ki
Certainly a quirky little tune from Japanese noise rockers there, Melt Banana and Monkey Man. That's certainly a bit different to your traditional punk rock.
Will that Kiss Me Killer any good?
Oh, did you get a letter off your mum?
No, she won't give me
Fantastic,
one.
Mate. You missed an absolute belter.
I have to sneak the podcast, won't I?
Yeah, well, there you go. You know to get the podcast. www.thecodfatherdj.com
Podbean.com.
So there you go. So, yeah, we're good. We're good track, that. Absolutely brilliant. Loved it. Right. What we got coming up now?
Cats That Bark.
Cats That Bark. They're a punk trio from Hull. They're actually playing at an evening with the Codfather.
And they're very, very good.
They are very good. August 2nd, tickets are still available for the show.
Limited availability now.
Yeah, limited availability now. So you can get over to thecodfatherdj.com.
/evening with the Codfather
Yeah, all the details are on there if you want tickets. Like you say, there are limited now, so get your tickets in there. So Cats That Bark, punk trio from Hull, who blend their varying influences and have created quite a unique style, fusing pop punk with the edgier frantic punk. Lyrically, they're controversial, and it's aimed at the modern-day PC Brigade. Like I said, they will be joining me for an evening with the Codfather. They recorded this track exclusively for the Alternative Jukebox. This is When We're Wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you're listening to the best online alternative music with the Codfather. I am a cat. We've gone from Cats That Back to I am a cat.
Microphone at work, you are a cat.
That was alternative quirky Japanese trio Shonen Knife. Apparently they built a solid worldwide following with their Ramones meets Beatles brand of punk pop. So that was I am a cat. Your thoughts on that, Nathan?
Bit strange, wasn't it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Had a nice running beat through back.
Yeah, it was
catchy. Got me.
Yeah, it was good. I quite enjoyed it.
I'll be walking around work tomorrow singing I am a cat.
That's the thing. I think it's one of them songs that's going to
annoy me.
Well, when you keep singing it, you'll annoy other people because you'll keep singing I am a cat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, as long as you don't start licking your bottom.
Can I reach?
I'm not. I don't want to know. Right, we're moving on. Senium. Anything you say. They're a grunge rock trio who certainly take their inspiration from the likes of Nirvana. This is a good track. The Codfather. We'll be right back. Oh, what a tune. They're hailed as one of America's most promising rock bands, and I can see why. That was it. Noiseheads and Godlike Wannabe. On social media, they have over 20,000 followers, and they've toured around the US with the likes of Fuel, Puddle of Mud, and the Psychedelic Furs. I think we'll be hearing a bit more of them, especially on this show. That were a tune, that. We're moving on, Nathan. Who we got?
You don't Mushroom know.
Heads. Oh, very good.
Good, aren't
I? Well, I'm just saying, I thought you was nodding off there.
I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
Past me bedtime.
Yeah, you've been to the gym, haven't you?
My mum wants me home.
Oh, right, yeah. Get a letter. Get a signed letter for next week. I know what's coming. Right. Mushroom Heads. American alternative metal band. They've been around since 93. Their imagery, and which features masks, costumes, which they have since 1999. And it did bring a on-off rivalry with Iowa-based metalhead Slipknot. So I think it was boiler suits, masks, that sort of thing. Due to image similarities between the bands, the feud did actually end in 2010 following the death of Slipknot member Paul Gray. Mushroom Heads did post on their official MySpace page, RIP Paul Gray, the feud needs to end. Much love and respect to the guys in Slipknot. Although Slipknot singer Corey Taylor said it was never a problem with the band, but their fans and their behaviour. This is We Are The Truth. Well, what a tune that was to more or less end the show, because we're about done for another week. A big thank you to Nathan Downs, Dr. Ains, Susie for their invaluable input. Smile Radio for putting me on air again. And of course, for you for tuning in. You can catch this and all previous shows on www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. You want to be considered for the playlist? You know, drop me an original tune, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been tuned into the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. And seeing us out this week, Psycho Billy Trio from The Big Smoke, the Moonshine Stokers. They've been stoking since 2010 with their mix of old school psychobilly and a bit of a modern twist to it. Wild, fast and rocking. This is Slingshot, and I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening. Well, thank you for downloading the Codfather's Alternative Jukebox. Here's a bonus track from you. It's from London Quartet Familiar Spirit, and they're actually playing Albert's in Nottingham next Sunday, August the 4th. A song called Reach.